Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is a beautiful day to be alive. Today is Tuesday. It is the 24th day of May 2022, and we are just so grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be in his presence, because in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand pleasures forevermore. And I declare today I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. For as we enter into the house of the Lord, we sing praises unto your name, O God. So we thank the Lord today for all who are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are certainly a circle of friends. And we know a friend who's closer than a brother. There's nothing better than knowing God and knowing who he is in us and who we are in him. We have the victory because of what Jesus did when he came to this earth, gave his life for each and every one of us. And he gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we're looking forward to that day when we will reign with him forevermore. We will reign with him in the heavenly. So we're grateful this morning for all that are here and those who will come later. We're just so thankful that God continues to just be a blessing in our lives, and he helps us to be a blessing to other people. You know, there are so many people out there who need God, and we know that God is the one and only wise God who we can depend on each and every day of our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Let it breathe on me, let it breathe on me, let the power of the Holy Ghost now breathe on me, let it rain on me. Let it rain on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost now rain on me. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost now fall on me. Let it rain on me. Let it rain on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost now reign on me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you this morning because you are God. You are God and God alone. There is nothing better than knowing you, Father. My God, we thank you that you wrap your arms around us, oh God, and you comfort us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you sit in the heavens and you laugh at the devil. Thank you, Lord, today that you are the one God who we can depend on no matter what time of the day it is, oh God. We thank you that you sing over us with joy, as spoken of in Zephaniah, oh God. We thank you, Father, today that the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you are our strength and you are our song and you are become our salvation, oh God. Father, it's in you we live, move, and have our being, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for just knowing that you're sovereign, oh God. You have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that your answers are yea and amen, oh God. My Father, we thank you today that we may be calling on you here in the United States of America. There are those in Ukraine, oh God. There are people in Russia, Lord, who are calling on you today, Lord. There are those, oh God, who in France and England, oh God, over in Nigeria, Lord Jesus, in various parts of Africa, Lord, down in South America, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that people can call on you, oh God. There are those on the river, Lord, those on the mountains, oh God. There are those, oh God, on the valley, oh God. We know, Father, today that you can hear each and every one of us at the very same time, oh God, because you are that kind of a God. My Father, we thank you that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We thank you, Lord, today for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was there in the beginning. He will be there in the end. So we thank you, Jesus, for just your obedience to go to this earth, to come down to this earth and give your life. And we thank you, Jesus, that you went up the hill, Golgotha, and you bore all those stripes on your back so that we could be healed. So we thank you for healing today, oh God. My Father, we thank you today that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. So we decree and declare healing in each and every one of our bodies, oh God, no matter what the malady might be, no matter what the infirmity might be, no matter what the sickness might be, oh God. We decree this morning that we will be healed by the stripes of Jesus. We will be like the woman who had the issue of blood. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole right now. So we thank you, Father, today that we reach out in faith and touch the hem of your garment in the spirit, oh God. And we know, Father, today that we shall be healed, oh God. Some of us need to stand in proxy for somebody, oh God, who we know needs to be healed today, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the healing by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you so much for the blood. Hallelujah. The cleansing, atoning blood of Jesus Christ today, oh God. Hallelujah. My God. My Jesus, thank you today that you have given us the will, oh God, to do your will, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus, that you were so wise that when you left your disciples, you sent the gift of the Holy Ghost, oh God, because you would not be with them as you had been before. So we thank you for the Holy Spirit today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way. Please, Holy Ghost, lead us and guide us and cover us even as we hear the word of God this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that we will receive what you give us, oh God. We will receive that word, oh God, that we will not just hear the word, oh God, but we will be doers of the word. We will work the word of God every day of our lives, oh God, so that others will be drawn to you through the Jesus that is in us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the anointing this morning that destroys yokes and bondages, oh God. My Father, this morning we ask that you forgive us, Lord. Any one of us who has come, Lord Jesus, has an ought against somebody, help us, Lord, to forgive those people, oh God, so that our prayers will not be hindered, oh God, as we come to your throne of grace, oh God, to seek your help in the time of need, oh God. Hallelujah. My God, I pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost, oh God, will burn up the dross and the mess in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that consuming fire, oh God, let it burn, oh God. My God, I pray that you purify us this morning, oh God, purify our hearts today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray and come against the spirit of depression, oh God. There are so many people, oh God, who are feeling depressed today, oh God. So many people, oh God, who are down and out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind today, oh God. So I loose the spirit of a sound mind today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Moko Shika Makita, for Sister Peggy, oh God, for Eddie May, oh God, for Willie May, oh God, in the Koshika, for Harvey today, oh God, for Roderick today, oh God. In the Koshiki, devil, you will not continue to cause havoc in the families today. You will not continue to cause havoc in the minds today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're delivering this morning, oh God, that you're setting the captives free this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we thank you, Father, today for deliverance, oh God, from bipolar conditions, oh God, from schizophrenia, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those who have been mourning the loss of loved ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you give them peace today, oh God, that you help them to know, oh God, that all things are possible because we believe in you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We praise you today, oh God, because you've given us peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. Lord, in the midst of trouble, oh God, in the midst of trials, oh God, we still have peace, oh God. God. There are those, oh God, who have lost so much during this pandemic, oh God. There are those, oh God, who have lost so much during these last 3 years, oh God. But you're the restorer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I decree this morning that what the canker worm, the primer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen shall be restored double-fold, oh God. In the name of Jesus, according to your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. I thank you, Lord, today that you're the one who gives us power to get wealth, oh God. And you put us in a wealthy place, oh God, as we seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. All the things that we need shall be added unto us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we will speak your word, oh God, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof, oh God. So let us eat that good fruit, oh God, of positive words coming out, oh God. Godly words coming out of our mouth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, oh God. We speak life over our family members, oh God. We speak the truth over our family members, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever they may be going through, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that you heal and deliver. You set the captives free, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, this morning, I bind up the spirit of Cain, oh God, that demon of murder this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we bind it up, and I pray that everybody who's listening are in agreement with these prayers that we're praying this morning. In the name of Jesus, they are so vital, and each and every day that we pray that we're in agreement with the prayers that are going forth. In the name of Jesus, that demon of murder that has been unleashed across this United States of America and around the world, we bind up your powers right now by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. We lose the spirit of peace, Lord. We lose the spirit of reconciliation, oh God. We lose the spirit of forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, so that we will have peace in our land, oh God. We do realize, oh God, that we are living in the last of the last days, and perilous times have come, oh God. But we are trusting in you, oh God, to give us peace, oh God, for a season anyway, God. In the name of Jesus, peace in our homes, Father. My Father. The bickering and the fighting that so many people have in their homes, oh God. They're supposed to be loving one another, oh God. Let the love of God just dwell richly in the hearts today, God, for the husbands and the wives and the children, oh God, and the children's children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, whatever has caused people to have this evilness in their hearts, Lord, we bind up those demons in the name of Jesus. Every diabolical demon is destroyed right now in our families right now in the name of Jesus. Every demon of hatred, oh God, some are hating themselves, God. I speak love, oh God. I loose love this morning in the name of Jesus, that people will love themselves, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and the husbands will love their wives as Christ loved the church who gave himself for it, oh God. Let the love of God just spread across this land, oh God. In the name of Jesus, each and every one of us, oh God, who's here, Lord, let us share the love. Let us send love. Let us speak love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father. Oh God, I pray for those who are in these gangs, oh God. Some of them want to get out, God. I pray, God, for their protection today, oh God, as they remove themselves from the evilness that's in this land, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God. I pray, God, today that they will come to the knowledge of the truth, that they will get to the place that they will know Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, Lord, and they will spread the gospel as they have been spreading havoc across the land in the name of Jesus, my Father. Now, Father, I pray for our little children. Many of them are getting out of school, oh God, not just the little ones, oh God, but children across the land, oh God, being released from school. The school is coming to an end, oh God. We pray that you cover each and every child, oh God, as they're in the streets, Lord. I bind up the spirit of the pedophile right now in the name of Jesus. That demon of incest, oh God, we bind that devil up right now in the name of Jesus, and we lose the spirit of natural affection right now in the name of Jesus, that our little children will no longer be raped, oh God. Our children will no longer be sodomized, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in our schools, in our churches, oh God, in the homes, oh God, in the daycares. Move mightily this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, there are little children who are crying right now. There are little children who are in distress right now who need help in the name of Jesus. They need you, Lord Jesus. They need you to help these perpetrators to stop doing this evil and
heinous crimes against our children. Some of the children can't even walk yet. They're not even old enough to walk, my God. In the name of Jesus, healing spirit, take over across this land. Healing spirit, take over around the world. In the name of Jesus, my God. And we don't want to forget the elderly people, oh God. Some of them are in abusive situations in these nursing homes, oh God. They're supposed to take care of them, oh God, while they're in their elderly state, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you rebuild those who are harming, those who are abusing. In the name of Jesus, make a sheet and mokulin and a shana colluded and a shet and a sheet. My God, every lunatic spirit, oh God, that would have somebody abusing someone who can't move very well, oh God, can't do things on their own, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for repentance this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, as you bring peace, oh God, as you bring joy, Lord, in this land, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I pray for the leaders of our churches, oh God, those who are speaking to itching ears, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not speaking the truth, oh God, just telling a lie over the pulpit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, tickling the ears of the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I pray that they will realize and recognize that they will, the blood will be on their hands, oh God, because they have not told the truth to the people, oh God, all across the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those who are using the people as slaves, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, there's so much craziness going on across this world. And supposed to be you, oh God, but it's not you, oh God, and we know that, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that we realize and recognize every lying spirit, oh God, that you give us a double portion of the spirit of discernment this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we just thank you, Lord, today for all that you're doing, oh God. It's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for this time of prayer and fellowship in Jesus' name. We pray. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. And amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to give time for our sister Mary as she brings the word this morning. So we're just going to listen in and glean and stuff of the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're so grateful. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Holy Spirit, good morning, God. Good morning, Jesus. We're so grateful this morning to come before the Lord, to first of all rise up, to wake up, to get up, and so that we can unite and be as one and hear the voice of God this morning. We're so thankful for the prayers that have gone forth this morning. Thank you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us life, oh Lord God, for touching our bodies, oh, Lord God, and waking us up this morning, God. God, and you blessed us in a mighty way because we got a chance to wake up with you on our mind and in our hearts, oh, Lord God, to find you, Lord God, to touch you, Lord God, to be in the midst and in the presence, oh, Lord God, of where you is, oh, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessings this morning, Lord God. We don't just take it lightly, Lord God, when we rise up early, Lord God, to give you glory, Lord God, to know, Lord God, that you're with us, oh, Lord God. You're hearing us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So, God, I bless your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, God, for this day, Lord God. I thank you for this opportunity to just share a special word. But I wanted to read the verse that was given to this week from Isaiah 53, starting from 4 and 5. It says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes we are healed. I just thank God for this word, because I had an opportunity to just reach out this even the last couple of days for healing, even healing in my body. So I just thank God for his word. His word was freely given to us. And it means so much, because even though he was rejected and ignored back then, God had died for us. I mean, Jesus died for us on the cross, you know, bruised. Yet, he didn't turn back. He did it for us. And so I thank God that I could reach out on that word and be healed and know for sure that, you know, my body is healed. I thank God for that word this morning. So today, as I would like to bring forth a word from about the voice of the Lord. Now, there are many voices that the Lord speak. But I want to bring about the voice of the Lord in a storm. I'm going to be talking from Psalms 29, one of David's psalms, as he wrote many. And I'm going to talk about how David, in this psalm, used nature, actually, God's nature, how God reveals his greatness and power in the nature of things, but yet he was great and it was powerful, and he and how we can even trust God to give us both peace and strength, how we weather the storms of life. So I'm going to read Psalms 29, 1 through 4. It said, give unto the Lord, O you mighty one. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. This is in the beauty of his holiness when we see God, just honoring God, praising him. Because when the storm starts in our life, it don't come abruptly all the time. It starts in a settled time before it gets, you know, before things get busy in there and out of control, as so to speak. And so it says in verse 3, the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful, and the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. That's grace. That's his strength for us. So as I go on, we can go on down reading about the voice of the Lord, how things began to get a little shaky. And in a storm, storms in our lives, whether it be the storms of our enemy, the storms like we are really kind of seeing now in our with violence and drugs and gangs, with unsettled, unrestless in so many people. These are storms. But God speaks have a voice in these storms. And those voices speaks like when he talks in verse 6, I won't go into all of them, but he's talking about these giant cedar trees and the giant and big trees. They are, apparently they are oak trees, and how God came through. He spoke. There was violence. The voice of the Lord brought about thunder and lightning. Even at the same time, trees shook and spinned around. Things just went wow. These are big oak trees. These are things that even coming into our life, things that are big, and we saying this is too big for me to handle, but it's not too big for God to handle. God has a voice in our storm. just as he had a voice David wrote this song, this psalm. He had a voice in that storm. He spoke through the nature of it, and he gave strength through it, gave us strength and peace through the storm. So no matter what we're going through, we can know that God is with us. He have a voice in whatever storm we're going through. Sometimes we go through storms on our jobs with different supervisors. I know I have gone through storms, great storms. I mean, a job that I had to go to every single day to support my family. But there was great storms with the supervisor constantly, you know, nagging me and treating me bad. I was doing my work because I knew I needed a job. So that was a storm. And even in wrong relationships, in our children, they get involved into different relationships, wrong relationships, hook up with different people that you know are not good for them. You know, these are different storms that come in. And sometimes even the stuff that happened in our families, foolishness that happened, you say, well, why are they doing this here? These are storms that are coming through that they are for us to pray, for us to hear the voice of God, to know that these storms are not too big that God can't handle. I was reading this verse, I thought about how God the Lord spoke to, and Jesus said, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he said, I will make your enemies your footstool. Stay with the Lord. Stay with the Lord, and he will surely handle these storms for us. These storms wasn't designed to stay. They only came that they may resolve and get out of the way. They're not here to stay in our lives. So we know that we have power. There's power in these storms, and we see the power in just the nature of stuff. We see his peace and his strength that gives us both life to come through those storms. So we just thank God for that. We thank God for his word. We continue to read on down where David he wrote this psalm and right at the end at verse number 10. This is in Psalms 29 and 10. And David when he wrote this psalm, he evidently talked about Noah's ark when it talks about the flood. It said the Lord sit enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. Forever. That's at the flood. The Lord showed that he was in control of all creation. When Noah was going through, this is in Genesis 6, through I think 1-9, when he helped Noah with the flood, he just sat back and said, you know, I've got it, I'm in control. He showed his strength. He was in control, and he is in control of the storms in our life, because he know all and he see all. He all these animals. They weren't going to get drowned. That the flood was lifted up. It was lifted, and so and God gave his people at that time the strength, and he blessed his people, and he gave them peace. He gave them peace. Sometimes we are unsettled in our lives, and we just I just thank God so much for David, in the simple nature of this this psalm, the voice of God in a storm. Now, we can hear his voice so many ways and so many times, but then when a storm comes, the deeper the storm is, the harder the storm is. I think as those trees, those big cedar letterman trees was spinning and shaking, I think and the things that are happening in our lives and stuff that we see, God is in the midst of it. God is in the midst of it. He's here to help us. He's here to let us know that we can weather this storm. I'm here. I'm over all the creation. I sit as king. I said it's king forever. King forever. So I thank God for this word this morning. I just thank him for the Holy Spirit that constantly leads and guides us and speaks to us and tells and helps us along the way. God is good. He is mighty. He does great and mighty things. No matter what we're going through, no matter what our family is seeing and going through, we are doing what we need to do, my sisters and my brothers. We are praying. We are up early in the morning to meet him, to not just get up because it's another new day. No, it's a new day because he has granted us this day. He has given us a brand new day. His promises are fulfilled in our life, and we are just so grateful. And as long as we live and as long as we get up, let's just praise him, because as we always hear and always say, that there are some people that didn't make it up. I have four friends that lost loved ones within days ago. So they didn't make it. But we yet, while we have the strength, have his word hidden in our heart, have all his promises, hearing his voice, trusting him through things that seem so hard for us. Why don't this go through? Why am I still battling it with this paperwork? Why is it so hard? Why is she or he hanging with the wrong crowd? Why, Lord? Why? Help me through this. God is here, and he's near to help us weather the storm. His grace and his peace and his mercy is with us. And we can know that when those storms come, and we see them both physically, we see them both physically, it's just showing how God can reveal his greatness, his great power in nature, and the very nature of things. We've seen storms, how they come through and just destroy and tear up things. Sometimes it'll go around, a storm will come to a neighborhood and hit every house there, but one house is still standing. That lets us know that God, he is bigger than the storms, bigger than any storm that's causing any kind of destruction in our lives. So, God, we are grateful and thankful, Lord God. Thank you for that word. Thank you for the word of knowing, Lord God, that you are a big God. Thank you for, Lord God, revealing to us your great power, Lord God, in the nature of things, oh God. Thank you for revealing to us, oh Lord God, that we are okay. Everything is all right. Everything's going to be all right. We don't want to just say it. We want to know it, Lord God, in our spirits, oh God, because we belong to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're yours, oh Lord God. We're saved by the grace of God. We're saved because you have promised us life, abundantly life, eternal life, oh God. And God, for that, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. And every storm that is right before us, oh Lord God, there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, we want to know in our know that we know, Lord God, that there's a king that sits there and watches things just unfold. because of because God, you are in control of all. You know all creations, O Lord God. And you promise us blessings, and you promised us peace, O Lord God. That's your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Just as we read in how Jesus was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of peace was upon him. Peace. Peace for us. We don't take it lightly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, as we gather together as one on one accord in prayer, Lord God, Lord, we come thanking you, Lord Jesus, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, Lord God, thanking you for is giving us a right now word, Lord God, that we can just press through, Lord God, a little longer, Lord God, a little harder, Lord God, for there is nothing too hard for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You come, Lord God, with great strength, Lord God, great power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No matter what the circumstances is, oh Lord God, your greatness, oh Lord God, is above everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for you are the creator of all things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, all things was made in your likeness and your righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, oh Lord God, and no man, no demon can come and try to corrupt us in a storm that God has a voice in. Because God said, I will be a voice for you in the storms of life. He didn't say life was going to be easy at all. There is things that goes in and out. We got to make decisions and make choices and stuff. But we can know that we're not alone when we're making these decisions and making these choices. We can know that God is with us. He can do anything but fail. He loves us so much. He loves our family. We continue to pray for our families, our loved ones, our children, that they may do well and do right and make right decisions in the name of Jesus. And God, we just ask God to continue to help us with our bodies and eating the right proper food and help us care for our health so that we can live a long and peaceful and a healthy life. A healthy life, that's what God wants for us. And how we do that, we do that because he's designed different things to help us along the way. And we just pray that our hearts, our minds are obedient to the things of the Lord, the things that is of right, the things that is of God, that we can line up with the Spirit of God and walk in his righteousness, walk in his will, walk in the goodness of the Lord, so that we can continue to be in that light just as Jesus was the light, be in that light among in our communities, in our workplaces, wherever we may go, we can be the light of Christ, that somehow that that man, that woman, that child, that young adult may see the Lord in us, and that somehow they may see and hear the voice of the Lord in a storm. So, God, I thank you for this word. And as we can get together to pray on one accord, you can mute your phone, and however you want to pray, pray that prayer, and we could pray together from Psalms 29. God reveals his great power in the nature of a storm, and we can hear his voice even through the thunder, even through the lightning, even through the shaking and the spinning of the trees. We hear the voice of God even through any trouble that is before us, any decisions that we have to make. Let his voice be heard through those storms in our lives. God, we are so grateful and thankful. So you can unmute your phone and pray as one on one accord this morning.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. 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 Your voice, oh Lord God, is always
almighty, Lord.
In Jesus Christ, oh God. Jesus Christ, that exposed man, exposed us, oh God. Your voice is forever heard, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, let us be strengthened by the voice of the Lord this morning in our lives, knowing that we're not alone, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. That you are with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Help us, your help. Our help, Lord, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Let us know, Lord God, that we're not alone, O. We are not alone. We're not alone, O Lord God. You are mighty. You are mighty, mighty, mighty God. So, God, we just come against those storms in our life in the name of Jesus, and we will go through them in the name of Jesus. We will stay on the battlefield for the Lord in Jesus' name. Though weapons formed against us will prosper in no way, no form, no fashion. We will weather the storm in our lives. We will weather good health in our lives. We will weather over this financial in our lives. We will weather over the prices increases in that's happening all around us in the name of Jesus. This is a storm that looks like a storm, but it's nothing to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you showed us, even in the nature, Lord God, that you're in the midst of everything, God. You sit high. You enthrone the grace in all that we do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. We thank you for our help. Thank you for our strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We will get you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord God, we are not alone, Father God. We are not alone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. In the precious name of Jesus, oh God. God, we give you glory. We say hallelujah and glory be to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. Glory and might. Lord God, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you for your beauty, Lord God, your beauty and holiness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for having a powerful voice in our lives, oh Lord God, full of grace, full of majesty, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Mary, for this wonderful word this morning. We're just having some beautiful sharing of the word as we go through this week. We started out with Sister Marie on yesterday, and Apostle Horsley shared some word with us yesterday, too. So, you know, as we go along, you know, each day you eat your natural food so you can stay healthy and strong. And so we stay healthy and strong through the word of God, and we will continue to listen to the voice of the Lord even in the midst of a storm. So I'm glad for that this morning. In fact, I'm just going to allow anybody who has something you want to say concerning what Mary shared with us. We have some time this morning. You may do that, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you may share this morning. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I have a prayer request, and we have a sister by the name of Geraldine. She's looking for a part-time job for music. And she wants to get a job over at one of the schools as a part-time music teacher. So we want to pray for her for that, and also needs a vehicle. And also, while I'm thinking about it, those who are able, or if you have a time to come on Sunday to, you know, to share at Pine Street, I'll be sharing the word there at Pine Street Baptist Church. The address is 358 Pine Street Northeast in Marietta. You're welcome to come. It's Women's Day, and so I'll be speaking at the Women's Day program. So you're invited to come there on Sunday, this Sunday coming up. And also just want to pray for, I just want to say a special prayer for our elderly people. There's some people in the nursing homes that are getting abused. So I want to pray for the elderly this morning. That God will help these people who are doing these abusive things to our elderly people in the nursing homes. Amen.
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 Good morning.
This is Alice. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I want to continually to keep our families and our, you know, our children in prayer this morning, and for my strength.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie, and I was speaking, but I was still on mute, so I thought I had unmuted the phone. Sister Mary, I like to thank you for the words that you brought forth. It's always good, you know, hearing you share and hearing you pray. And I have a prayer request. I want to lift Jessica Childs Rose, who is Allen's attorney in the case of Andrews versus Simmons. Allen Andrew, which is my niece Candy. I know y'all heard her speak about her, who passed in August, and they still the custody battle is still going on. So we ask them for prayer for Jessica Child Rose, who is Allen's attorney, and also for Rosalind Grant, who is April's attorney. So April have a child, attorney is an attorney for to help represent Allen. Then April have one for herself. And then, of course, his daddy have an attorney. So let's pray that God equip Jessica and Rosalind with what they need so they can win this. April can be granted the custody case because Allen want to be with his aunt and his grandmama, Willie Mae, with Willie Mae live with April. And so they can, you know, because we, as I don't know, have been mentioned that he got temporary custody in December because Abel's lawyer, previous one, she had to get another lawyer when this lawyer misinformed her that she had a court Zoom case. So we haven't seen or heard from Allen since, other than Yvonne's 13-year-old could speak with him through PlayStation. Now the dad hardly ever let him use that when he found that out. So she hardly ever get to speak to him and talk to him. So we haven't heard from him, Willie Mae, you know, his grandmama, his aunt, uncle, none of his cousins. So let's just pray that God equip these two lawyers that they what they need to win this case for April to receive custody of her nephew.
Amen.
Thank y'all. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sister Marie. Okay. So if we don't have any more prayer requests, anybody else just want to give your name so we know that you're here today?
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening this morning. Good word. I could definitely relate to the storm, and I just thank you all for praying in agreement that we can weather the storms of life.
Amen.
Good morning. Scholastic, I see you listening in agreement, and thank you for the word and the prayers to continue praying for my grandson, Dominic, having issues with the fever on and off, and just for total and complete healing for his body. Thank you.
Amen.
This is Carissa. It was a good word. I enjoyed the word that came forth from his Sister Mary. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for joining us, Sister Carissa.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Alrighty.
I'm listening.
All right, Sister Glenda, see your voice this morning. Okay. Well, we're thankful for everything that has transpired this morning. We're going to come in. We've heard the request. We're going to come in as a team and pray for these requests, and we know that God will continue to move because he's doing some wonderful things here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. So let's lift our voices in prayer this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
So we, Lord, God Almighty, thank you for Sister Geraldine, oh God. That
the blood of Jesus. I decree that we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. We continue to resist the devil and he flees in the name of Jesus. I decree our families are blessed. We are blessed and highly favored by God and man. I declare blessings overtake us and we have more than enough. I decree and declare that wickedness in high places is destroyed and the showers of blessings are upon our lives daily in the name of Jesus. I decree that the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives. We receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree that every diabolical demon shall stop before getting to our doorsteps. Our family shall not be touched by any plague in the earth realm right now, nor any being released in the future. In fact, we just pray a covering over each and every one of us. We pray that we're covered by Jesus, God Almighty is our shield. We're covered by God so that we will be protected from the pestilences that are being released in this earth realm. We decree that we will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and the enemy cannot find us, nor can he touch us with sicknesses or pestilence in the name of Jesus. I love each and every one of you. I thank you so much for loving me back. I thank you for being here once again, and we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. No accidents or incidences as we travel. Once again, I want to say thanks to everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive a 30-fold blessing, some 60, and some 100. And I love Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of your fathers makes you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you. Go in peace. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Come back tomorrow. We'll see what God has for us and what we have for him. Amen. I love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive. In the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.